This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. Maryville sponsors the phone lines. Go to maryville.edu. We appreciate them being a part of the program.
And if you're doing any yard work this weekend, get your loppers. You know what a lopper is, Frank? That's when you're cutting the trees.
I have a lopper.
You have a lopper?
I do. I had to take out a tree not too long ago. I bought a lopper at a like Home Depot or Lowe's.
You did the lopper yourself.
Is the lopper the extended kind of?
Well, it's the shorter one, but there's a little hook on it.
Yep.
I had to dig underneath the tree and cut out all the roots. I used the lopper for that.
Or loppers or your knives for cooking. Maybe it's Monique's going to whip up some great pasta. Get those knives sharpened. Head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill on Marconi. Sharp in 3, 2, and 1. Knife sharpening. We got a lot to get to here. Knife sharpening. Head down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill.
Are you smelling burnt hair or something like that? Is there?
I think I'm getting some secondhand plowsy over here.
I do like a good knife, you know? That sharper images has got me thinking about cutting, I think, on HBO. But
doesn't it make a big difference? So if you go to like slice and dice, and you have a terrible knife.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, I do like Bertarelli's got the finest.
They know how to sharpen them. And if it's a lopper, Hoff, stop by.
I might have
they
to.
They will take care
another
of
another tree grows where it's not supposed to. I might have to go there.
By the way, Bertarelli for the cutting of the
tree? This tree was growing underneath our deck. I don't know how it grew. And it got to the point where it got to the floor of our deck, and it bent like a Tetris piece and then started growing outside the deck. Wow. I don't know how this tree did this because there's no way it got enough sunlight or rainwater to do it. But somehow it did. So I, being the homeowner that I am, and now the husband that I am, dug that SLB out.
That was a shout at you and me, I think.
So you guys are great husbands. You're terrible homeowners. Instead, Frank and I would come on the air and we'd say, got this tree growing under our deck. Is anybody out there? And who would remove a thing like that?
I would call my favorite landscaping company.
Hoff, how about some updated playoff numbers? So the Cardinals, I think Kenny Wallace had him at 60% the other day. That was before the winning streak. He just happens to be really excited about the Cardinals.
I was kind of hoping, and I kind of regret this, that I didn't anticipate this 8-game winning streak. That I would monitor this based on like what it was last Thursday or last Monday when we started this. But right now, odds still aren't in their favor, but better. What do you think? Wild playoff odds, Cardinals.
35%.
Yes. I think they're low. 28.
Frank is very close. 36.4%.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's pretty darn good. If I told you that a week ago, you would have taken that in a heartbeat. Game and a half behind the Brewers. You're playing them head-to-head. What do you think this weekend? We gave this up a long time ago.
Got 2 out of 3.
And, you know, if you look at Mike Schilt's record, he's 19-10. You win tonight, you're 20. It's basically 2 out of every 3.
Right.
You just keep doing that. Is that enough to get it done?
They'll get it done if they do that.
Just keep going 2 out of
3. If they win every series the rest of the way, they'll make the playoffs. And they have an outside shot of the division if they do that.
God.
You need the Cubs to come back to the pack. I mean, because the Cubs are 20 games over. You're 10 over, which is progress. They're 20. That would take some doing. But you're going to have chances head-to-head with your division. You start beating your teams in your division head-to-head, anything is possible. In the year that they win, there's always something random, like a Jeff Weaver. Now you got a Tyson Ross. You throw in the Ty Webbs of the world every once in a while.
And then Harrison Bader performing like an all-star right now.
It's unbelievable. I mean, clearly there was an opportunity in the outfield. Tyler O'Neill ended up on the DL. Fowler ends up on the DL. Those guys almost back-to-back in Pittsburgh. And I think Bader looked around and said, I'm kind of a fourth outfielder on this team. Now I'm going to play every single day. He's not letting go.
How apt we were to include him in any deals at the deadline. Yeah, you know, Weaver and Bader.
We were,
you know, Flaherty and Bader. Well, not Flaherty, but Bader was in like almost every deal we discussed.
Yeah, we weren't sure how much that would help.
Yeah.
Now we're like, you can't touch this guy.
This guy could be the starting center fielder for the next 5 years. Who knows?
If even the Cardinals win 2 out of every 3 series the rest of the way, they'll finish with 93 wins. Or they win 2 out of 3 games the rest of the way, 93
just,
wins.
Win 2 of every 3.
Cubs have to go 23-19 to tie that. Now, if you get to 93,
the Cubs will probably do better than 23-19.
Yes, but if you do that, you're a wild card team. I don't
so
see the
just
Phillies
keep winning
or Brewers.
So 2 of every 3 the rest of the way get you 93
wins.
And I think there's two keys. One is there's going to have to be another offensive player emerge, whether it's Tyler O'Neill or maybe Wong remaining like he is. And then the other one is if Waka comes back and pitches like he did earlier.
You're at least one Cecil DL stint away from a 90-plus win season. So you got to really think about that. That could easily happen.
Scoreless inning last night.
Yeah. Hey.
Okay, I get it. I get it.
Did he strike out Bryce Harper?
I think he, yeah.
He had a great pitch on the strikeout.
Yeah. Smattering of boos when he came in. And I, even though he probably deserves a few boos, I do feel bad for the guy.
Yeah. He had a thoughtful interview with Charlie the other day, and it kind of after I listened to it, I thought, wow, I'm not going to root against
this might be splitting hairs. Were they booing Cecil or just the decision to put him in?
They're booing Mo for signing him.
Yeah, that's
what if they're like, I'm sorry, it's not about you. We're actually booing Mo for the signing, for the roster move. Well, Charlie had this clip with him the other day. He was basically saying, Chris Carpenter and I have been working on the mental approach, but I'm reading the intro in the studio, and the prompter just kind of stops, and I didn't have any notes in my hand, so I had to ad-lib quickly, and I said something about, and Brett Cecil talking about some of his mental stuff, or something like really, it was the most awkward lead-in, and I came out of it, and I'm like, no, the mental approach to the game, it sounded really damning, and I didn't mean it to...
See, that's the thing. Is it'd be better if you don't have a prompter at all to rather than have a faulty prompter.
Correct.
I'd be fine to go out there with no prompter and notes, but if you're relying on the prompter and it stops, then you're kind of screwed a little bit. So,
hey, I know at noon we've got cocktails and conversation, but if you go to Fast Eddie's, you can have cocktails, you can have conversation, you can have live music, patio's open. Always a great time at Fast Eddie's in Alton, Illinois. The Bon Air, the original spot. Great food. They're already inside. Normally, they're lining up, waiting to get in. Great food at a low price. You can get a pound, half-pound burger, cheese on it, about $2.20. Sit there, hang out all day long. Fast Eddie's in Alton, Illinois. Maybe Frank will go with us. We're going to have a little unofficial listener party. We're taking Kenny Wallace, Charlie, Jess, all of the wives. We're going up some Saturday in September. Just to hang out on the
patio.
You
know, I've actually haven't been there. I'd love to do it.
All right, yeah, Frank's on the list.
I hear the shrimp is good. Yeah.
Strick is on the list. We're going to have a huge group going up there. We will
shrimp.
More details. It's like our secret PGA party. More details. I can't tell you right now. Just head to Fast Eddie's.
So the end resort will be different, so we'll actually be there.
We'll be at Topper's.
Fast Eddie's in Alton, Illinois.
Couple of business items here. By the way, our landscaping guy, Brad Meyer, M&P Landscaping, longtime sponsor of the program, one of the best ever. And it's the reason my lawn can look like Augusta, Georgia once in a while. All right. I do want to tell you about McBride Homes. They're offering hot deals this month during their end-of-the-season summer sale. Buy a new McBride home in August. Receive $5,000 to $10,000 off the base price of a new home. McBride is also offering huge savings on select inventory homes in over 40 great communities across Metro St. Louis. Now, that's a great deal. Purchase now before the end of the summer. Homes with these hot discounts won't last long, so hurry. Remember, buy a new McBride home in August and receive from $5,000 to $10,000 off the base price. Go to McBrideHomes.com if you could. We'd really appreciate you supporting our sponsors. And our last sponsor of the day is Jeff Earhart, former Westminster outstanding quarterback. He had a wonderful career at Murray State, and now he's a State Farm agent, one of the best in the state. They have new endorsements on their homeowner's policy that covers AC, furnace, and water heaters if they stop working. But here's the big thing. They have taken off. They've had two auto insurance rate decreases this year. So that doesn't happen very often. Bottom line is, if you like the program, you like our sponsors, call this number, see if they can save you some money. 629-5339, 629-5339. And Martin, who do you have coming up in the 12 o'clock hour?
Cocktails and Conversation.
I'm handing the baton off. This is great. Cocktails and Conversation. Then at 1 o'clock, it's the new voice of the Blues, the analyst, Joey Vitale, joining Strick at Schneidhorst. And